Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 24th day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masech de Nedarim, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hamudra Hana Mechasonai, a person who has banned, made a vow that his son-in-law cannot have any anah from him. Uretzalosus Levitamos, but he wants to give money to his daughter. The problem is, of course, that anything he gives to the daughter would be owned by the son-in-law. Omelos, so he can say to her, or he has to say the following, the father has to say to the daughter, Hare ha-moisa eile nesunim loch b'matono, these monies are being given to you as a gift, uvilpad shelo yehe levalech shuspain, providing on the condition that your husband has no ownership over this money whatsoever, but he has to add another clause, Elo masha'at noises v'noisanas b'vicho, except that you'll only be koinet when are you acquiring my gift of the cash, once you buy food with it and you put it in your mouth. Well, from the moment that you eat the food that you buy with this cash, then the cash is yours. Why does he have to go to that extreme? The Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds Yad Ishak Yad Baila, that the hand of the woman, of a wife, is like an extension of the husband's, which means that a wife cannot own any property independently of a husband without the husband having an ownership over its chutz. And therefore, it would not suffice just to say, as long as your husband has no power over it or no ownership over it. He has to also add, the father has to also add to the, and say that the only time it becomes yours, my dear daughter, is when you use the cash to buy money, to buy food, and you put the food in your mouth. When the moment you put the food in the mouth, then it's yours. And then the husband never had a chance to have any ownership over it. Mishnah Tess. V'neder amana ugrusha yokum aleha. The Pasuk says that a vow made by a widow or a divorcee will be valid for her, and she has to keep it. She can't have it broken. She's already out of the husband's jurisdiction, she's out of the father's jurisdiction, and therefore the only vow she makes at that moment will be valid. Ketzat. What's the Pasuk telling us? Isn't that obvious that the neder of an almana grusha are valid and must be kept? So the Mishnah wants to tell us now that the Pasuk is telling us the following chidushim. Omra, if the widow or the divorcee said, Hareini Nazira Lacha Shloshim Yom, I'll be a Nazira after 30 days. She accepted upon herself to be Naziras 30 days after, from the moment she made the neder. Afal pi shenisais besoch Shloshim Yom, even though she gets married now within the 30-day period, which means that the neder was chal, applied when she's under the jurisdiction of the husband, Einoi Yochol Hofer, the husband cannot break this neder. Why? Because even though the neder was only chal, only applied when she was married to him already, but she made the neder when she was not yet married to him. She was an independent woman. And a husband cannot break vows done before the marriage. That's despite the fact that the vow didn't actually come into action until they got married. What happens Nodra v'hi Bishus Habal? What happens the other way around? Let's say she made the neder while she was under the jurisdiction of the husband. And Mefila, he can break that neder, even if the neder is only chal after she's left his rishus, she's actually divorced or widowed. Ketzad, let's give an example. How does this work? Omra, if she said, Hareini Nazira l'acha shloshim yom, she says, I'm going to be an Ozzy after 30 days. But she says this while she's married. And the husband broke it and said, no, I'm breaking your neder. Even though she gets divorced or gets widowed within 30 days, which means that at the date that the neder actually takes place, 30 days later, she's now independent woman, Arizeh Mufar. We say that the vow will be broken. Why? Because at the time she made the neder, she was under the jurisdiction of the husband, and he broke it then while they were married still. Nodra Boba Yoim, If she made a neder on the day, on one particular day, Nisgarsha Babayam, she got divorced on that day, Vechzira Babayam, and he remarried her on the same day. All this took place on the same day. Well, Eini Yochel Hafer, husband cannot break such a neder. Why not? She'd made the neder originally when she was married to him. She was under his rishus in the time of the first marriage. And a day hasn't even passed. It's still called Yom Shomei. This all happened in the same day. Nevertheless, since she got divorced after she made that neder, she therefore has gone out to become an independent woman before he got a chance to break it. Now when he's breaking it, he'll be breaking a vow that's called koidmin. It's called a vow made preceding the marriage. Even though it was done when she was already married, doesn't matter. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyotzas lirshus atzma sha'achas. Any woman who has become an independent entity, even for one moment, through gerushin, through divorce, any achalafel, a husband cannot break vows made before that divorce, any vows made before this marriage, or this new marriage. The Gemara explains that the Zeha Klal, which is used in the Mishnah, is usually coming to include another case, and that is that even if the father had given over the daughter to the agents of the husband, of the Orus, the one who's given Kedushin, and then she made a neder and got divorced, and then got remarried or Kedushin done again that day, she cannot have in a hafara, she will not be able to have her vows broken, neither from the father's side, because the father has given her away to the Shluchim the Baal, so she's out of his jurisdiction. Nor can the husband do it, because the husband cannot break a vow before the new marriage that he's doing now. And because this happened, the vow was made before this marriage, even though it was done when she was married, doesn't matter. It's called koidmim, and the husband cannot break it.